Welcome to Proper's Do, second episode. Proper's Do is a podcast dedicated to the artists in hip-hop who have influenced our lives through their music, through their words, through their lyrics. Today we're going to be talking about, hands down, number one MC alive, top one, in my opinion, best MC alive in our generation today, Black Thought from the Roots. Here's a little snippet. Look into the window, tell me what you see. Lieutenant University of Philosophy. Well, you're not possibly escaping what I'm meditating. So that was Black Thought from the Roots off the album Illadelph Half-Life. The song is called No Alibi. And Malik B is the first person on that song, does the first verse. Back then in the Roots, there were three MCs. Dice Raw, Malik B, and of course Black Thought. The album Illadelph Half-Life dropped in 1996, and in my opinion, one of the best albums the Roots has ever dropped. Maybe because Rafael Sadiq was part of the production, Q-Tip was part of the production. That was back then where they had like this smooth sound. They still have like a really smooth sound, but this was like extra saucy, extra smooth, extra swaggy. It was during a time where neo soul was a big part of R&B and hip hop and the current music. So it had a lot of neo soul in there, plus a lot of live shit that you can't deny. The Roots are really known for, and they do a lot of dope live shit. So let's get into it. This is the second verse on Illadelph Half-Life. Black Thought's first verse. He drops a third verse on that, which is his second verse. So he starts off with, dig it, look into my window, tell me what you see. Lieutenant University of Philosophy. Well, you're not possibly escaping what I'm meditating. My shackle of thought tackle you while I'm educating. So he's inviting you into his class of philosophy. He says the Lieutenant University of Philosophy. Lieutenant was his AKA. Back then, if you ever hear him say Lieutenant in old songs, he's talking about himself. If you ever hear him say M. Illitant, that's Malik B. Malik B also starts his verse off with M. Illitant, University of Philosophy. Something back in the day where a lot of MCs would start off their verses the same or have some sort of cohesive line in the song, whether it's in the beginning, middle, or end, just so people can kind of see the cohesiveness of them writing together. He starts off really engaging with what's called an anapest and dactyl. So an anapest is two syllables and then a third syllable that stress. So lieutenant and the dactyl philosophy, or that's also an anapest, philosophy, where you're not possibly escaping what I'm meditating. My shackle of thought talk you while I'm educating. So meditating and educating is a dactyl where the stress is, in the beginning, two syllables follow. So from the get, it's very engaging, very entertaining. Like it pulls in the listener, with these syllables that you wouldn't necessarily hear in this way. Like lieutenant, you wouldn't hear someone say lieutenant in that way, or philosophy. So yeah, it just pulls you in. So he's saying, while you're not possibly escaping what I'm meditating, you can't be escaping this lyrical style right now. So you have to be pulled into his shackle of thought, and his shackle of thought is the education that he's bringing to this University of Philosophy class. So the words that rhyme are meditating, educating. So meditating is actually a trochee where the first syllable is stressed and then it follows other regular syllables. Educate, and then he goes on to saying, while your dome's resonating from inhalation of darkness as a spark, this smart shit for what you're waiting. And he's not done there. He goes on to saying, situating me at the top of the pile. So after meditating, educating, resonating, inhalation, for which you waiting, he starts off the next line to follow with another word that rhymes, situating me at the top of the pile, and then starts off that rhyme scheme with pile. So he's not wasting any time engaging you and pulling you in, whereas other rappers would use these words to prolong their bars and put the rhyming words at the end of their punches, similar to like FAB or Joel Santana. It's very East Coast, it's very New York to like not waste these words that rhyme and put them at the end, so like it keeps the listener engaged and waiting for that next rhyme word that makes those verses so special. But what makes Black Thought's verse even more special is he includes those rhyming words in between the punches and in between the lines, and even starts off the beginning of the first rhyme with one of those rhyme words and follows it up with a word that doesn't even rhyme, but then also that word pile that sets off the next two bars is throughout the next two lines, while Delaware Vow Pennsylvania Subterranean Style. So that long I sound is called an assonance, where the pattern starts from pile, while Delaware Vow Pennsylvania Subterranean Style. So that's four already, and he didn't even hit the punch until style. So it's very engaging, pulls you in, really genius. Another set of rhyming words is darkness, spark shit, smart shit. As I spark the smart shit for what you waiting. Right there, for what you waiting, he pauses. And it's that pause is called a quesera, used to like leave you waiting and then engage you with the next line or the next word. And it's funny because he ended that line for what you waiting, and then he waits as a quesera and then brings it back with situating me at the top of the pow. People wouldn't usually pause in between two words that rhyme because they want to have a fluid rhyme scheme that keeps you engaged. But right there, he's just messing with you, saying what you waiting, and then actually uses a quesera, which is a wait in a line. So Wild Delaware Vow, a lot of people think it's Wild Delaware File online. They say that like, Black Thought saying Delaware File. I texted my homeboy C-Rock, who's a Roots aficionado, not even Black Thought aficionado, but like Roots. He'll tell you like who was in the band in 96, 97, 98, the different people that switched out, what happened in with the drama between Malik B and Black Thought, why the cover is this and not that, and like, knows all the words, all the Black Thoughts versus maybe, I don't know, I'm just saying that. But so I texted C-Rock, since he knows so much about the Roots, and he said it's Wild Delaware Vile, not file. So Delaware Valley, where Black Thought is from in Pennsylvania. Then he goes on to saying subterranean style. So back then there was a discrepancy between whether you were mainstream hip hop or underground hip hop. So he's just playing with those words, subterranean style, meaning that he's representing the underground. And then follows up with step into my crevice and taste. So he follows up with that thought process of underground, then step into my crevice or maybe my cave and taste the medicine. And there's so many run-ons right here, but it sounds really good because it just flows. He goes, step into my crevice and taste the medicine of the champagne king like Evelyn, leaving you leveled and sabotaged. Step into my crevice, tailing the underground idea, and taste. And then he pauses another quesera, which makes you think he punched that line. He continues with the medicine of the champagne. There should be a period there. And then he goes, King, but Champagne King is the last name of Evelyn Champagne King. There also maybe could be a period or a comma after king because he's saying he's the king, like Evelyn, like I'm the king, like Evelyn Champagne King, who is a disco singer, sang that song, Love Come Down. You'll probably know it if you hear it. Medicine of the Champagne King, like Evelyn, leaving you leveled and sabotaged. So leaving you leveled could be leaving you level-headed with all the lyrics. And words that he's spewing at you or leaving you leveled, like laid out parallel to the concrete with the lyrics that he's spewing. So there's a double meaning there, leveled and sabotaged, leveled and all messed up from the lyrics. So that's a allegory. This is where he brings his MC shit into play, where like back then MCs would display a lot of allegories or metaphors in their rhymes of how like they would destroy you and like dismantle you and like mess you up with the rhymes. It's not like real. It's all like lyrical style, lyrical swag. And then he goes on to say it's all camouflage, like the devil in guns and coke peddling, Olympic meddling. Camouflage, like you can't see it, like the devil and guns in the streets or wherever, where people keep it tucked. They don't want to show their guns. And coke peddling is also an underground black market thing. So all of that, the devil, guns, coke peddling is kind of like hush hush, Olympic meddling. So meddling can have two meanings where, you know, you've done it so much, like a marathon, you won an Olympic medal for it. And when he talks about coke peddling, Olympic meddling, like I meddled in that back in the day, because he follows it up with flashback of like maybe memories of like the devil and guns and coke peddling and meddling and like coke peddling and stuff like that. And I'll follow that up, but I just want to acknowledge all of the dope ass rhyme schemes that he displayed within these four bars. He goes step is the first one where he does a short E sound. Step into my crevice and taste the medicine of the champagne king, like Evelyn, leaving you leveled and sabotage. It's all camouflage, like the devil in guns and coke peddling, Olympic meddling. So that's eight already. Eight words that rhymed within four bars. And he's not even using them at any punches. Also, taste and champagne, they kind of like interact with each other. And then there's an L word, an L sound that he keeps you engaged with Evelyn, leaving you leveled, the devil in guns and coke peddling and meddling. So that L sound keeps you engaged with the short E sound with a little sprinkle of the long A sound in there, all within four bars. A lot of rappers couldn't do that. A lot of rappers would think, I don't want to waste these rhyme words for just four bars. Let me spread them out because their thinking isn't above par like Black Thought. So he's like totally just messing with you here with like all kinds of swag and meaning too, because when he says like the devil in guns and coke peddling, Olympic meddling, flashback. So he's taking us back to how things might have been back in the day. Flashback, that of a war veteran. We all know war veterans have those flashbacks, PTSD flashbacks. And I think he's running off that PTSD flashback thing when he says war veteran. Blast at the programmer bringing lashes across and back. So that's all also an allegory from when he says that of a war veteran, blast at the programmer bringing lashes across and back. That's really hard to interpret the first time you listen through it, because there's all this like lyrical swag, there's all this like surface meaning, and then it gets really deep, the programmer bringing lashes across and back. I think I interpreted it as like the colonizer, the system, the post traumatic slave syndrome, bringing lashes across your back if you're still stuck in that mode of being oppressed. He's kind of calling it out and not judging. He's just like, this is how it is if you know you're not aware of it, which you can get sucked into. Still bringing lashes across your back, leaving you where you're at in society. And then he lightens it up with on some accuracy of a brainwashed Bosnian troop that swooped down through your roof without sound. So all of that swag, the rhyme scheme of troop swoop through roof, that pulls you back in to that surface level of like lyrical rhyme pattern after he like really drops that deep shit of the programmer leaving lashes across your back, which kind of relates to like guns and devil and coke peddling, all of that stuff that oppresses communities of color, run by the programmer, the system, the colonizer. So he plays with it with on some accuracy of a brainwashed Bosnian troop that swooped down through your roof without sound. Back then, Bosnia was in the news a lot, so I think he maybe grabbed from that, because he's on a roll with displaying this imagery of like flashback veterans, like war veterans, and violence with that allegory there. So he brings it to Bosnian troops that swoop down through your roof without sound on a lyrical Nat Turner mission, reacting off of intuition, continuously alert, no intermission. Nat Turner was kind of like Harriet Tubman back in the day, where he led slaves to freedom. So he's kind of playing off that of like, you know, the colonizer, but like also on a lyrical Nat Turner mission to like free you from like these chains of oppression, and reacting off of intuition. Like back then when you know, you're escaping for freedom, there's no sleep, you just have to react off intuition, continuously alert, no intermission. So that's also an allegory and a metaphor too. Like he's saying like his lyrics, his style is similar to that that time in history, and relates all of that to war, to systematic oppression, all of that within those four bars and the two bars prior to that. He runs with the double O sound, like I said, troop, swoop, roof, and veteran is a ninth rhyme word, actually, after like step into McCrevice, medicine, Evelyn, level, devil, peddling, meddling, and I forgot veteran. He followed that up in the next four bars to kind of have some consistency there. Super genius, keeping you engaged the whole time. He has a consonant sound of the T to keep you engaged in the last two bars of that four bar chunk on some lyrical Nat Turner mission. Continuously alert, no intermission. So, and intuition is in there too. So you wouldn't necessarily pick that out when you're listening to it, but it keeps you in, it keeps the ear engaged, something that you wouldn't necessarily notice, but he's plugging in there so you could stay like, you know, engaged and entertained. Then he goes on to say, if your ears hurt, you shouldn't listen. If you don't like the style, if you don't like the verse, that means you whack, you're not underground, you're not hip hop. That means you're artificial and my style of poison, your brain tissue, getting you maimed and crippled once the gamma rays hit you. Another allegory, dropping some MC shit on there. My style is poison, poison your brain tissue, getting maimed and crippled once the gamma rays hit you. That's all like metaphor, allegory, MC, dope MC shit. Maimed is kind of like a word in the 90s that people used to use in rhymes and freestyle. Like, you get maimed, son. So I think that's why he plugged that in there. My grain's habitual and I should never go against. So he also says something similar to that in a song, What They Do, also on Illadelph Half-Life. So listen to that song. And kind of listen to the meaning of what he says there, and also listen to this song, My Grain's Habitual, I Should Never Go Against the Ritual. So he ends that line with against, but the sentence continues to the ritual I've been mastering ever since, and it still is consistent with the rhyme. So something I want to acknowledge too is that there's also another nine words that rhyme, that kind of interact with the first nine that rhymed, like step, crevice, medicine, Evelyn, that ended with veteran. Those nine words were fit into four bars, but within that those four bars, he kind of like ended it with another rhyme pattern and continued the next four bars with mission, intuition, intermission, shouldn't listen, brain tissue, which he changes slightly in pronunciation to rhyme with all of that, maimed and crippled, raise a hit you, habitual, ritual. So he's slowly changing the sound so they can interact with the words prior and they could lead into another rhyme scheme that he's trying to create for us. So that ended with the ritual I've been mastering ever since. I was among the flavored youth, remain sharper than a saber tooth. So he was among the golden era generation in hip hop that spit with flavor, spit with style, that spit sharp with wisdom, with knowledge, that crafted their verses and lyrics. My deliverance is self-evidence. There again is the anapest. So he's ending it with another anapest. My deliverance is self-evident to anapest. Vital, lyrical, science. That's called the spondy, where like all of the syllables hit. Vital, lyrical, science. Pulling you back in from where he began of messing with the syllables to engage you. Now he's leaving you with these words that aren't really pronounced in this way. And he adds his swag so it could like leave you also entertained. My deliverance is self-evident. I think he just said deliverance because it's another word for delivery. And like back then, people always used to like in freestyles be like, my delivery is dope, my delivery is sick. His delivery was on point. So he's just switching it up, saying my deliverance is self-evident. You can't deny. Vital, lyrical, science. Lyrical science, you wouldn't necessarily hear someone say those words like that. And at the same time, it is lyrical science. He's actually taking time to craft this scientific experiment to engage you. So deliverance is an anapest. Self-evident is an anapest. Vital is a spondy. Lyrical is an anapest. Science is a spondy. So all of that is like lyrical swag, like traditional classic ways of writing poetry swag that he puts into these bars on beat, and it just sounds amazing. So that was the end of his, I think, 24 bars. I'm not sure. I didn't count properly. I can't count bars properly, but you know, much propers due to Black Thought, much propers due to The Roots. They stay entertaining us, they stay educating us, they stay inspiring us, they stay keeping us aware of, you know, the times. Shout out to Philly and the resistance that started there and is moving out to all of America and all of the world, coming from the two young men who were taken from the Starbucks, essentially kidnapped. And I say taken because there was nothing that happened. They did nothing wrong, and the police department just took them. And that kind of relates to his line saying the program of bringing lashes across your back on some accuracy of a brainwashed Bosnian troop that swooped down through your roof without sound. You know, like the system, we're still colonized. We're still in this system that doesn't work for people of color, especially Black males. We're still living in a system that doesn't acknowledge Black people as people who could just hang out in Starbucks and chill, you know? Starbucks did send out an apology, but from what I hear, they hired some consultation agency to give their employees some sort of diversity training, but that organization is also known for being a racist and doing racist things. So I didn't really do my homework, but this is just what I heard. So like, we need to do more work. Starbucks needs to do more work. The world needs to do more work around this. Ever since 1996 and beyond that, way past that, people have been educating us around these issues. People like Black Thought and The Roots, through music, through their rhymes, through their words and poetry and artistic visions. So thank you, Black Thought. Thank you, The Roots. My name is E. Masson. You can find me at Propers Do on Twitter. Emassin on Instagram. Find me on SoundCloud, emassin.com. And yeah, that's it for episode number 2. If you have any suggestions on other artists or other verses to do some lyrical analysis to, leave me a comment, shoot me a DM. Till then, this is Black Thought, off the song No Alibi. Peace.
Dig it, look into the window, tell me what you see. Lieutenant University of Philosophy. Well, you're not possibly escaping what I'm meditating. A shackle of thought, tackle you while I'm educating. Your dome resonating from inhalation of darkness as I spark the smart shit for which you're waiting. Situating me at the top of the pile. Wild Delaware vow, Pennsylvanian subterranean style. Step up into my crevice and taste the medicine of the champagne. King like Evelyn, leaving your level in sabotage. It's all camouflage like the devil in guns and coke pedal. Olympic medal and flashback. That over war veteran blast that. The programmer bringing lashes cross your back. Awesome accuracy of a brainwash. Bosnian troop that swoop down through your roof without sound. On a lyrical nat turn a mission. Reacting off of intuition. Continuously alert, no intermission. If your ears hurt, you shouldn't listen. That mean you artificial in my style. A poison your brain tissue. Getting maimed and crippled once the gamma rays hit you. My grain's habitual and I should never go against the ritual I've been mastering ever since. I was among the flavor youth remain sharper than a saber tooth. My deliverance is self-evidence. Vital lyrical science. Now, see if